Welcome back to Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you still call it, LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. And as always, my start sits of the week, co-host Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay.
Yeah, we're recording during the halftime show of the Chargers and Vikings. Currently, Chargers are up 21-3. How do you feel about this game so far?
Carson Wentz is horrible. Like, he's just bad.
Yes,
I completely agree. Gaskin looks awesome.
Wentz, yeah, 10 for 16, 99 yards. But, man, he does not look comfortable in that pocket.
No,
he's always grimacing every other play, I feel like, holding his arm and everything else.
I just want to know, is McCarthy hurt? Are they just holding him back? Do they not have faith in him? I'm like, I don't really know what's going on with that offense anymore.
So I heard, talks about it, that Kevin O'Connell says, you know, he could do all this and that, but when he needs to take off and run, that's when the ankle hurts. So if he can't do that, we're not putting him out there just because he might strain it or do another setback. And that's a big worrisome to me because
it's supposed to be a two-week injury.
It's week 7, 8. No, it's week 8, and he injured it, what, second week?
Second week. He played through it.
6 weeks. And then he had a baby, so maybe that's why.
There's something. I feel like there's something else going on.
I wonder if it's his knee again. If that knee is still bothering him from last year, but I mean, because I've seen like that came out of nowhere as well. Like, oh, he's doing really good. He's going to be our starter. And then, wait a minute, he's on IR for the season? What the hell just happened? You know, it's just in blink of eye. I mean, maybe he's taking the Kyle Shanahan approach of, yeah, he's really good. He's really good. Oh, he's out for the season again. But, you know, Justin Jefferson in this game is getting his targets per usual. Yeah. 6 catches, 72 yards. But on the opposite side, Justin Herbert, 191 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half. Amazing. And he also added 51 yards on the ground. Holy crap.
Yeah.
And then our guy, yours and mine. I mean, I had a guest on the show earlier this week, Chev. And we're all fans of Aronde Gatson. And I've been pounding the table, you know, since rookie season. Yeah. That's one of my rookies of the week, Aronde Gatson. I'm a huge Syracuse believer and lover of football and basketball, but nonetheless, football. He's got 5 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. He just exploded last week.
He's looking
for 160 plus. And then Ladd McConkey is getting his as well, 5 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Same exact score box as Aronde Gatson. But, man, he is dominating. He's such a mismatch in against linebackers. So much quicker. Just a tall, lengthy guy.
I wasn't sure how he was going to fare against Minnesota, but he put that to bed.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he just finds that zone coverage, you know.
He might be matchup-proof at this point.
He just looks so good. And he's been getting 7-plus targets back-to-back week. Right now he is 5.
Yeah.
I love it. Just because where he came from. And I mean, at Syracuse, I think he had 3 seasons over 900 yards receiving, which is awesome. But on today's show, we will give you our starts and sits of the week for week 8. And instead of 4-leg anytime parlay, we're going to do a 6-leg. We were so close last week. Yeah, I mean, we had 5 guys out of the 6. And the only one that did not hit is Rome Odunze. And all the other 5 had at least 2 touchdowns. Yeah. Like, damn, man. 2 touchdowns, except for Rome doesn't have 1. But
he had a good first quarter, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, they just ran it. I mean, that's all they had to do. You know, Kyle Minungay, 81 yards, and DeAndre Swift. Another 100 yards or whatever he had, and it's just
the Bears defense decided to play for a week. I didn't see that coming.
Definitely. And we'll be doing our pick segments, which I'll do a little spoiler here. And I did better than you last week.
Yeah, I know. I had a bad Monday night.
Yes.
And then the Giants. Good God.
Yes. But with that, let's get fantasy. Before we get in our starts and sits of the week, we got to talk about some of these injuries because it's just still piling up. I mean, I'm going to start. AJ Brown did not practice, hamstring. This is kind of questionable. It's the second day in a row. I know it's only Thursday right now, but his big power is how fast he is and, you know, getting off the line of scrimmage. This could be a big issue to me. I think he might. I mean, he might not even play for one because of a hamstring injury, and we see it week in, week out. Guys try to play through it and re-injure it or, you know, miss more time. I don't know what your feelings are on that.
Yeah, they may sit him this week, just precaution. But I'm just trying to see who they play this week. The Giants.
They face the Giants this week. And then also sticking with wide receiver Nico Collins concussion. I don't think he plays.
No,
I mean, it's just I'm surprised Marvin Harrison played last week just because of the whole fact like you don't pass a concussion protocol and everything the following week usually. So
most don't.
Garrett Wilson did not practice his knee.
I don't think he's
playing. I think he's doubtful. I think he doesn't play either.
They're 0-7. Why is there a rush to bring him back at this point? I mean, you're not going to do anything at this point.
No. At this point, you're just trying to save your own job if you're Aaron Glenn.
Wait, you're going to bring him back to win a game to hurt your draft pick? Like, that's no incentive to bring him back.
I mean, at this point, you might as well just hand the ball off to Breece Hall and then work him up and trade his ass.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You might as well try to showcase a few players to ship him out.
Yep. Darius Slayton, limited in practice, hamstring. I think he plays this week, but he hasn't done much in fantasy.
I have him in the starting lineup right now, so I'm thinking he's going to play.
You have him starting? Like,
it's one of those leagues where my entire bench is on injured. So,
life support at this point.
Yeah, my options are very limited.
Stephon Diggs actually limited in practice chest. I think he goes. I think that's way. It's more of a rest day. Time. Yep. Yeah. Jerry Jeudy did not practice knee. I don't know what to expect from him. I still wouldn't even play him in general. I mean, you'll find out later on. But yeah, David Njoku limited practice knee injury. I think he gives it a go.
I hope.
We missed big on him. Well, I missed big last week on Fannin. I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, the weather did play a factor. It's cold, rainy, lot of wind going around, and Dylan Gabriel's not meant for that kind of weather in general. Yeah. Couple other ones. Tyler Allgeier, hip limited. If he doesn't actually go, man.
Oh, gosh.
Bijan Robinson's numbers are going to be monstrous.
If he gets like 20 plus carries plus the receiving.
Yeah, definitely. Christian McCaffrey, rest day. Ricky Pearsall did not practice knee. I don't know what the hell to expect from him. Like, it's, you know, first last year, gunshot. And then it was another hamstring, I think. And then earlier on was another hamstring. And now a knee.
Do you trust any 49ers medical report at this point?
I mean, if Christian McCaffrey was a rest day, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I believe that. It's probably a rest day, but the rest of them,
Yeah. And then you got Brock Purdy, limited in practice. I don't even think he plays again. I don't see why they are going to try.
Mac Jones is doing fine.
Yep. DeAndre Swift did not practice groin. I think it's more of a rest day. I mean, he played through it last week, so why would he not play through it again this week? In the same team, DJ Moore, hip, I think probably the same thing, is more of a rest time.
Probably plays.
Who else is there? Bryce Young did not practice. I don't think he plays with his ankle. It sounds like he's already out, actually.
I mean, they got Andy Dalton's a nice backup.
Yeah, I think, and especially I think what their bye week's week 9, I do believe. Yeah,
he won't come back.
It makes no sense to rush him back either. Dalton Kincaid, I'm hopeful that he's going to play. I don't know why the last week or 2 weeks ago he didn't play, but his oblique, they're coming off a bye. I see him playing. Juwan Johnson, neck, limited in practice. Oh, he's going to probably play.
Yeah, he played last week.
Alvin Kamara, limited. I think it's more of a rest, you know, with the ankle. Chris Olave did not practice. Ankle. Dang. Again, I think these guys are playing. It's more of a rest day.
As long as Olave's not with the head, I think he's
fine. Definitely. Emeka Ibuka did not practice. I think it's just another rest day, hamstring. Yeah. Josh Downs, concussion, limited in practice. I think he's going to play as well. Couple other people. Kelvin Ridley did not practice, hamstring. I don't think he plays at all.
There's no, it's another one of those, there's no rusher point.
No.
At this point.
Unless if you're showcasing him, but at this point, you don't want to even play him.
What are you going to get for him, really?
Josh Jacobs, calf. Christian Watson, knee. Dontavian Wicks, calf. Terry McLaurin sounds like he went from questionable to healthy now. So looks like he's going to be playing on Monday night.
And but can you risk it? That's the whole thing.
That's the hardest part. And if you don't, or if you are, you know, taking a risk, you might as well probably pick up Chris Mora or, you know, Luke McCaffrey. But it sounds like him and Deebo Samuel are going to give it a go. But at the same time, Jaden Daniels is already ruled out. Yeah. Do you want to start him with Marcus Mariota? I don't take the chance. Especially against a pretty good Chiefs defense right now against the pass. Also, Chris Godwin and Bucky Irving are already ruled out as well. I mean,
I figured that much.
I think they're saving Irving for down the stretch, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Another one of those, there's no immediate rush.
No. I mean, they've held their own in the last, like, four games without him, winning three of the four, I believe. Last week was the only one that they lost. And they had a lot of opportunities in that game to come back. And unfortunately, Mike Evans is out for the season.
He's just running out of targets at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I had this past week, I was trying to get Rondé Gadsden. Obviously, I think majority of us fantasy gamers were doing that. And I had Kate Otten. And I was doing it on Mondays. Usually I just go in and put like a waiver claim or whatever. Kate Otten, I'm like, I want to switch it to somebody else on my bench just because Kate Otten had like 7 catches, 65 yards. I mean, that's what you're hoping for out of a, you know, tight end that's going to help you. But I had to keep him because who else is there? I mean, Tez Johnson, he's the speedster that's going to take over for Mike Evans. And Mbuka is going to get his now, and you got to have somebody over the middle as well. So I kept Kate Otten.
I would have too. He's kind of like the trusted veteran go-to guy at this point.
Yeah, definitely. And seems like they've been targeting him pretty often and frequent, so I'm okay with it. But before we get our start sits of the week, let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any 6 guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yeah, go ahead and use our promo code, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, on Fast Draft. And we always compete. Every week we submit a quick six. Who is your three that you want to nominate? And I'm going to nominate my three.
For our, is this the TDs?
No, this is for the quick six. Top three? Top three.
Well, I definitely got Bijan.
Yep. Especially, if Algier misses,
one of the few guys, he can have 100 yards rushing, 100 yards receiving in the same game and just go nuts.
Multiple touchdowns.
And they play the Dolphins? Yeah. So, So I got Bijan. I got Kamara because he said he's not going to get traded. If he does, he's just going to retire. So if I'm New Orleans, I'm just going to run him in the ground at this point. Why not? Might as well use him a lot.
Unless if you really want to see what Devin Neal has, but I may not be pushing my...
I mean, Devin Neal will get like probably 5-7 carries from... And then I got J.K. Dobbins this week. I think he gets back in the end zone.
Okay.
I think he's due.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I can't not... Jonathan Taylor's just been dominant, and like he's a must-start each and every week. Christian McCaffrey is another guy each and every week. I mean, I think these guys are given. And then I have Nbuka just because of the fact, you know, we've talked about it multiple times. Who the hell else does Baker have to throw to?
He's the last man standing.
And I don't remember who they're facing off the top of my head.
Tampa.
The Saints. So it could be actually a shootout. That's a surprise. It could
be a nice game to watch.
And I'm all in for it. Well, give us your starts of the week, though.
All right. Starts for quarterback. This is where we have a major difference opinion on.
I actually looked back, so I'm going to be honest. I did look back, and I don't know what the hell I was looking at when I sent you. And then I looked. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They're facing this team? No, thank you.
I got Michael Penix. One, they play the Dolphins. Two, he plays at home. For whatever reason, his splits at home versus when he's on the road this year are dramatically different. His home passing yards for the year are 298, 313, and 250. Road is 135, 172, and 241. I don't know if it's a comfort thing or he likes playing in domes.
Yeah.
But then touchdowns at home, 4. Touchdowns away, 1. Like, he's just a different quarterback at home, it seems like. And they play Miami, so I'm going to go Penix.
Definitely.
Running back, Chase Brown, because he's now got a quarterback, and they're not going to stack the box anymore. So, and we saw last week, he's actually pretty good now that Flacco's back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him on my bench and kind of killed me. So I have him. Wide receiver, I have Alex Pierce. It's a good matchup.
Interesting, yeah.
Last week, he went 4 for 67. Last time he played the Titans, I think he had a fairly good game then, too. Last week he went 5 for 98 with 10 targets.
Yep.
Last time he played the Titans, he was 4 for 67. So with all the injuries and you need a guy, might be a nice pickup. And tight end, total gut feeling. I got Isaiah Likely coming off the bye week for Baltimore.
They
need something to jumpstart this team.
Yeah.
Might be the guy.
Also, you know, he missed the first few games of the season. Mm-hmm. So it feels like maybe he's still getting into that rhythm and, you know, getting into that playing shape. And now he had a bye week. He's well rested. I mean, I could definitely see it too.
I could see him coming out of the bye and they have a game plan for him. And
yeah, I mean,
they kind of take the other team off guard.
at this point, they're 1-5.
Yeah. God, you got to try something new. I mean, you have Flowers. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm trying for Flowers.
You need another option. I mean, Mark Andrews, he's like the oldest 30-year-old guy I've ever seen in the NFL. Like, you swear the guy's 45.
He's so slow after.
Yeah, he's not going to get you the big play down the field. Like, likely might, though.
Yeah. I mean, we see it. We're watching it. You know, Rondé Gadsden, mismatch, quick, fast, a lot better receiving skills. I think Isaiah Likely is way better than Andrews at this point in his career.
I do, too. Not taking anything against Andrews, but Andrews had a great more athletic career. He's younger. He's faster. Yes. Just as big.
Yep. So, well, I'm going to stay. My starts. I'm going to stay in the same game. Caleb Williams versus the Ravens. He is just getting cooking, facing one of the worst defenses overall this year in the Baltimore Ravens, giving up 246 yards passing each game and over 2 passing touchdowns as well. Also, they're giving up an average of over 32 points per game. What does that mean? It's a lot of scoring. On top of that, this is the second highest point implied total in all of week 8. Caleb Williams is a must start and potential QB1 finish, just like he did in week 3 against the Cowboys. I think it's going to be a shootout, and he could have that connection. My starting running back, I mean, we talked about him earlier, Alvin Kamara against the Buccaneers. There is no Kendre Miller due to him tearing his ACL and can't stay healthy in general. Yeah. I think Kamara gets more utilized in the passing game. And he's also facing the Buccaneers that rank 6th or 7th worst against the running back position. Mm-hmm. Again, this could be a freaking shootout game. What is going to happen? They're going to run it, pass it, whatever. And if it is a negative game script, why would you not dump it off to Alvin Kamara so your PPR league formats can be huge? Mm-hmm. I expect 125 yards on the ground or total yards.
Just total.
Nice. And a touchdown for sure. This game is probably going to be a shootout. Now, I think I had somebody else at my starts for a wide receiver again that I told you before. I'm switching it. I am Chimiri Adike.
He had a nice week.
Against the Colts. He is a rookie for Tennessee, which a lot of people think Alec Manoir is the guy. DK got drafted before Amanor. He's a very much unknown rookie, but you and I remember his days at Wisconsin. He was a wide receiver for Wisconsin in college before transferring to Florida his last year. Last week, Calvin Ridley injured his hand or was out with his hamstring. Adike led the team in receiving with 4 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. They will most likely be trailing in this game, meaning negative game script. So Cam Ward finding Adike for passing, it's just a match made in heaven. Also, we got to remember, last week was the first week this new coaching staff had. And what did they do? They threw a 38-yard play right out of the gate to Adike. And I think Adike is going to reward guys, especially there's so many buys this week. I have him starting in a couple of my leagues, actually.
I have him in our Dynasty League, but I didn't have room to play him this week.
And then Tucker Kraft is a must start against the Steelers this week for tight end. How can you not start him? It's almost like a dream scenario. He's facing the 3rd worst defense versus the tight ends. Also, Bill, you know what weekend this is? It's a 4th weekend of October. That means National Tight End Week. So Kraft is a must start. He's going to get a touchdown. I'm already calling it. He's going to be in our, anytime touchdown parlay. Mm-hmm. I already know I'm going to leak that out. But he is a must start. You got to play him this week.
He's Jordan Love's most trusted guy at this point.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And he's just going to dominate. I love it. All right. Now let's get into our sits of the week. Let me hear your sits.
My sit, I'm sitting CJ Straub. If there's no Nico, and he's not been good this year anyways, that could get really bad. Mm-hmm. Which also, if, I guess if you need a tight end, Dalton Schultz might not be a bad pickup. He might not have anyone else to go to. Wide receiver, I'm going to go Jalen. I'm going to go Waddle again 2 weeks in a row. Just Miami's just not good. Atlanta's fairly good at home defensively.
Very dysfunctional team.
Yeah, that whole team is – that team might be blown up in a week or two. I guess so. I got Waddle for 2 weeks in a row. Running back, I have Warren for Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Green Bay run defense is pretty good. I can see Aaron Rodgers wanting to prove a point and try to become the 300-yard passer guy that game just to show the Packers he's still got it. And you know it could be that way.
Yeah.
And then tight end, I'm going to go Kittle for San Francisco.
National tight end week? Come on.
Yeah. Man. I don't like the matchup again. I'm like, as bad as Houston's offense is, their defense is still pretty good. And it's at, I think it's in Houston, isn't it?
I believe so.
So, I don't know. I just got a feeling Kittle might not have the greatest game. He'd probably have an okay game, but maybe not the greatest.
Yep, it's in Houston. Okay.
Or they could get up so much, it might become a McCaffrey run every down game.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the Jalen Waddle, I got to bench him in a couple of my leagues, but I'm right there with you. He is going to be one of my sits of the week as well, just because
I love the talent. I don't like the situation or the quarterback.
It's a quarterback. It's not him. It's the quarterback. No. Yeah. Tua, he's throwing, what, 3 interceptions the last 2 weeks? And McDaniels is came, or right? It's McDaniels.
You know, you could see the trade line, like everyone's traded and Daniels fired. Like it could get bad real fast.
Where's DeAndre or Achan go? You know, who knows? He might be their best prize possession to get something else.
I heard Seattle maybe, and I'm like,
I don't know.
Seattle need a running back.
I've heard that, but I've seen like on threads that possibly Packers being interested in it. That's a weird one too.
Either.
The only reason I could see that is because I think this calf injury for Jacobs is serious enough. But nonetheless, I don't believe it until I see it at this point. And then, Jalen Warren was going to be one of my guys. The only issues I have with him is he might catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. That's the only issue I would have. Well, let's get in my sits of the week. I'm going to either sit Brock Purdy or Mac Jones. Mac Jones is probably going to be playing against the Texans. Again, you already mentioned it. Texans are actually one of the best defenses against the pass this season. And I feel like they're going to lean more and more on Christian McCaffrey during this game. And Devin Stingley is one of the best corners in the league. He's paid like it. And I'm already predicting he's going to pick him off this week, whoever starts at quarterback. I'm like 95% sure it's Mac Jones. And I just don't feel confident, you know, starting him. So I'm not streaming him in any of my leagues. Neither should you. Next one, Ramondre Stevenson versus the Browns. I have as a sit. Yes, Stevenson is Patriots' number one running back, clear cut. I don't know why they're not using Travion Henderson. I don't know. You have 2 rushes for 5 yards. I don't know what the hell that's about. But this Browns defense is very, very tough. Mm-hmm. And the Browns are the second best against the running back position. They've held players like Chase Brown, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, the whole Steelers backfield, Jordan Mason, all under like 60 yards. So I wouldn't be playing Stevenson this week at all. for my wide receiver, I switched it again. I do believe I had, I don't remember who I had again. I don't remember. I'm switching to Jerry Jeudy. Now that I looked up the injury report, I'm like, well, this is kind of dumb, but Jerry Jeudy versus the Patriots. I just have a hard time playing anyone in this game besides Drake May and Stephon Diggs. This is the lowest point total implied at like 40 points, which is basically nothing at this point. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Jeudy has been non-existent all season. I don't see him coming out of the woodwork and being like, oh, hey, I'm here, everyone. No, thank you.
Gabriel's really not going downfield much. It's all short stuff to running back, tight end, give it to Judkins 25 times.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say, is Judkins is going to just dominate and command this offense. But you should not be playing any Jerry Jeudy this week. And for tight end, Zach Ertz versus the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been picking either the tight end that's facing the Browns because they're really good against the tight end position, or the Chiefs because both of them have shut down the position. And I'm not playing Zach Ertz this week against the Chiefs. Also, Marcus Mariota is starting this week, like we already discussed. Plus, I mean, you got Samuel and you got McLaurin playing most likely. But when Mariota was playing, Ertz only had 7 targets, caught 5 of them for 59 yards. And that's it in those two games that he started. He was tight end 24 and 27 on those 2 weeks. I'm not playing him. Neither should you. Against this Kansas City Chiefs defense, I'm out. I'm not playing him. No, thank you. But there is our starts and sits of the week for week 8. All right, let's get in our 6-leg parlay. I switch a couple of mine.
All right. For TDs, I got, yep. I definitely got Bijan. And we discussed it earlier. We definitely got Kraft. I think he's definitely getting in. And I got Tyler Warren. I think he's had, what, 4 of the last 6 games with the TD, the last couple with the TD. It's a great matchup. I got Tyler Warren. It's going to be a tight end week.
Yeah, dude, I told you. It is National Tight End Week. I just don't know who else I want to put in there. But for my 3, I have Jonathan Taylor. I think he's going to score. It's almost a given at this point. I might switch it out for somebody else, just maybe a Junkins or something like that. But those are both 2 guys. Mm-hmm. Breece Hall, I actually, against the Titans.
Yeah.
All right. Is that who they face? No, they don't face the Titans.
No, they play. Oh, the Jets.
Oh, the Bengals. Bengals. Yep. I mean, the Bengals have allowed quite a bit of rushing touchdowns. So I'm thinking that Breece Hall, and he's their only guy that's available because Tyrod Taylor, he's not going to do much in the air. And if he does, surprise, surprise. No, thank you. And Emeka Ebuka, I'm going to stay with him. He's the only guy that they've got. He's going to score. I mean, he hasn't scored in the last couple games. This week is different. So I'm starting and playing Ebuka for a touchdown. That is our 6-leg parlay touchdown. Now, Bill.
All right.
Let's get in our picks.
Yeah.
Last week, you, out of 15 games, you were 8-7. I was 11-4. So I took a commanding lead. I am up 71-37, and you are 67-41.
Stupid Giants.
All right. Who did you have tonight? You had the Chargers, right?
I've betting on Carson Wentz.
Hey, he just threw a touchdown, actually, to Jordan Addison, so congratulations there. Dolphins and Falcons.
Oh, Falcons.
Easily. 100% me too. Jets and Bengals. I got Bengals.
Bengals.
Yep. Browns and Patriots. I have Patriots this week.
I have Browns still. I think the defense is pretty darn good.
I just feel like Diggs is also going to score, I feel, as well.
I just don't trust anyone on the Patriots offense at this point because I have no idea what they're doing.
Jets or no, Giants and Eagles.
I have Giants.
On the road? I know they just won 2 weeks ago, but I feel like Eagles at home. We just seen Jalen Hurts pass for 320. I mean, it might be his highest game in this season, but I think he's going to do well at home. Bills and Panthers. I have Bills.
I have Panthers.
Oh, you're really hating on the Bills this year, aren't you?
I don't believe in that offense at all.
I know. That's yes, I know. Well, that's different.
Yeah, Coleman is not striking the fear of God in me.
No, so. He is actually going to be one of my sits of the week as well. So I'll put him in instead of Jerry Jeudy. Keon Coleman, it will be a sit this week just because I don't think he's going to be good against J.C. Horn. J.C. Horn is one of the toughest matchups in all of football lately. I think he just had two interceptions last week as well. So I would not be playing Keon Coleman. Bears versus Ravens. I have Bears.
I have Ravens winning off the bye week.
At home as well, I guess.
They had a week to think about it. This is like a playoff game at this point. It's like a must win.
No, it really is to dictate. I mean, I will switch it if I will be honest. If Lamar Jackson does play, I think
he's Ravens. Playing.
If he doesn't, I'm picking the Bears. So I'm just going to be honest with you okay. right now. So that's only question marks that's I have.
Fair enough.
49ers and Texans. I have 49ers.
49ers. And we talked about them. Like, this could be the game. We've seen it before where McCaffrey runs for six. What are you going to do now? Run again. Six. What are you going to do? Run it again. Six. We've seen it before.
Yeah. He's going to get the Alvin Kamara treatment.
They have no shame in running the ball 10 times in a row in San Francisco.
No. I don't even know. I shouldn't have to ask you this. Buccaneers and Saints. I got Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Yep. That's your team. Cowboys and Broncos. I have Broncos at home.
I got Cowboys and probably a shootout.
That this is the highest point total of the weekend. So I could definitely see it too.
Like, it's going to be a shootout, I think. It's going to be back and forth whole game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hell, it could be just like last week. Cowboys are up, and then Broncos just somehow score 33 points in the fourth quarter. I don't know how, but yeah.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that's one of the games I won, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Titans and Colts. I have Colts.
Colts.
Packers and Steelers. I know you love Aaron Rodgers, so are you going with an upset at home, Aaron Rodgers?
I'm going to have to go Packers, I know.
And last but not least, Commanders and Chiefs. I got Chiefs.
Chiefs. He's got his full array of wide receivers now.
Yep, that and Jaden Daniels is out. I don't see Mariota doing well on the road on a Monday night as well on top of it.
Yeah.
And, dude, it is bye week hell this week. I mean, you got the Cardinals, the Lions, Jacksonville, Raiders, Rams, Seahawks. Like, you got St. Brown, you got Puka and Davante Adams, you got Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Like, damn, all these guys. Hopefully, the team I'm hoping is Brock Bowers comes back after the bye week healthy. Like, that's my hope for this bye week.
And I'm praying for Puka.
I think Puka could
I need him back.
If he needed to play, I think he could have played this week. But another week off is awesome because I have Puka in like three or four of my leagues. So, but same. I also have Brock Bowers in like three or four of my leagues, and he's killed me all year long. But Bill, I appreciate you jumping on. That is our week 8 starts and sits episode. Be sure to follow, like, subscribe, you know, let your family member know, you know, we're here for you guys. So if you have any questions, slide into our DMs or my DMs, I guess, and ask. But there is no Sunday morning game.
Thank
you. No two Monday night football games.
Even better.
This week you could sleep in, but make sure you still set your lineups and check it out. I might be going live on TikTok on Sunday to answer start sits questions. I mean, follow Fantasy End Zone on TikTok. That's where a lot of my updating work will be. You could also catch me on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on Tuesday's show. You have anything you need to say, Bill?
No, I'm excited to see Sunday night's game.
Oh, yes. Where do we want to watch it? You want to go out for a couple drinks and maybe, you know?
We can maybe figure something out.
I just got to get clearance from the wife. Oh, baby! But nonetheless, we'll see you fantasy heads next week. Till then, peace out.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.